Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversation with Karen. It is August 17th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I cannot believe we're already in the middle of August, and some people have started schools depending on what part of the country you're in. I'm in Michigan right now. We do have a couple of more weeks until we start back after the Labor Day holiday. But whatever it's doing today, I'm really praying that you're having a wonderful day. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending upon what time zone you're in and what day. But again, it's August 17th, and you're listening to a live show. We have a wonderful show today, and as a coach and counselor, one of the major topics we talk about is family time. It is a great time, a family time, being together, have an opportunity to better communicate, be open with each other, being away from the typical everyday chaos, and really taking time with your family, with your spouse, with your children, and just having some fun. So we want to be able to talk a little bit about that today. I have a wonderful guest on with me today who is an expert with this information. Be sure, let me tell you real quick, to follow me on Facebook at Dr.Karen. And also, you can follow me on Karen L. Donald on Twitter and Instagram, and you'll get notices for all the things we have coming up. But listen, I want to talk about being able to have a plan to get together with your family. And a lot of times, it's not affordable or it's hard to handle. How do we put it together? It seems out of our reach. And it's the same thing I went through with my children, who are now adults. That'll be 30 this month. Yes, I have twins. And someone suggested to me that I do a cruise or do Disney, do a tour, and so much sometimes goes into it because they're involved. And it doesn't have to be. You can have agents help to work it out and do the best for you. So today I have with me a wonderful, wonderful gentleman, an expert and friend. His name is Jim Rosell, and he is the So I'm president of VR Travel and also one of my current show sponsors. And he's going to come on to discuss with us some great vacation opportunities, information. And we're also going to find out how you can contact him to qualify for something really special for just booking and how you qualify for a wonderful gift for being a part of his vacation planning. So we're going to bring him in right after this. Again, you're tuned in to Conversation with Karen, and you're on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Done. The Johnson family vacation is booked.
This is our ship? Does it still float? Next time we're calling the travel expert.
Don't make this mistake. Trust the professionals at JR Travel Advisors to plan your next vacation. The expertise and advice of JR Travel Advisors costs nothing. Plus, you gain access to exclusive pricing, amenities, and extras that can't be found anywhere else. JR Travel Advisors, 706-946-0800. Online at jrtrav.com.
And that, of course, is the intro to my special guest. And if you all just came in, you're tuned in a conversation with Karen. It is August 17th. I am Karen Dowd, your doctor, your coach, and your advisor. Today, we're talking about how to get away and do a Disney tour, a cruise, something good, an excursion. We're going to talk about how to make it easy for you. And without hesitation, I want to bring in my friend and guest for today, Mr. Jim Rosell. How are you?
Well, I am just fine, Karen. Yeah, it's nice to
be
talking
good.
With
it's
you
so
today.
Good to have you. Yes, sir. Doing good. It's so good to have you on our show today. And we have already a lot of listeners that have tuned in. So I want to say hi to everyone across the country. And if you're listening to us later across the country, around the world, Jim, you heard me say the introduction. So many people really would like to get away. They think that they can't. They think that it's impossible. So we're going to go into some information that I know that you can offer. But tell us real quickly about yourself and how long you have had a passion for helping people and travel.
Well, my passion for travel really goes back to my childhood. I remember sitting on the living room floor and using my grandmother's ViewMaster, which if anyone remembers what a ViewMaster was or is, there's some extra bonus points for that. but that's where I would sit and look at faraway places and so forth, and just it just always fascinated me. And then I was fortunate when I began my business career in sales that got me traveling. And throughout that career of business, I traveled all over the U.S. I have visited 49 of the 50 states, and it's taken me to many places around the world as well. And that seemed like a natural transition when I left my position as a sales manager in corporate America and opened the travel agency back in 2004.
Oh, wonderful. And I would like to tell my guests that there's someone in my family, that a few of us, that have ViewMasters and are at it. And I do want to know, one of my cousins has one, and I do remember looking at that when I was young, and they would take you to a place in your imagination. So that's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's important, like I talk to my guests and my clients and the people that I work with, your passion a lot of times is exactly where you can find your best career, because I think it's just really important if you can to be happy doing what you're doing. So that's wonderful. And congratulations, Jim, on just such a wonderful business. So we're going to get into some information, if that's okay with you. I have a few questions.
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. So, you know, Jim and I work together, he's done a lot of planning for my groups and different friends of mine for over the years. And, Jim, I know you have an interesting perspective on just what makes up a great vacation. And I would like for you to take time, if you would, to explain that to our listeners.
I'd be happy to do that. Karen, you know, whenever we help someone plan a vacation, what we keep in mind is that there is really three parts to every trip, and each and every one of those parts should be something that you enjoy. You know, the first part is the dreaming part, the part where you anticipate, where you dream about, and actually then when you start planning your trip. You know, regardless of where you're traveling to, it should be enjoyable. It should be an enriching experience. It should be something you really look forward to. Well, unfortunately, way too often that planning stage sometimes creates stress and frustration. You know, I frequently get calls from people who have spent hours and hours and hours on the internet searching for a vacation, and they just become lost in a sea of information, and they have no way to sort it out. You know, the second part is the trip itself. You know, if well planned, it should provide you with times of relaxation, times of excitement, times of enrichment, times of sharing things with the family, bringing the family closer together. You know, it's an opportunity to experience new places, meet new people, and a learning experience, again, for everyone that's on the trip. And then when your travels are over, that's really the longest part of your trip. You know, your memories are going to stay with you for a lifetime. I always get a kick when I'm either watching TV or I'm watching a movie and I see a place where I've been, and instantly, you know, I'm transported back to when I was there at that spot, whether it's a view of the Sydney Bridge in Sydney, Australia, or a Norwegian fjord, or any place like that. It just brings those memories back. And again, those should be the things that stick with you, those special times, not remembering how frustrating it was to put the trip together.
Yeah. And that's real important. And like you say, it's so much fun and memories. I was so excited when my children, now adults, talk about the times that they had, even with my father, who's no longer with us. It's just putting together beautiful memories, having your pictures, having fun, and it can be so stressful. And also having an understanding that anyone can do it, you may have to just do it in a plan, and be able to put it together in a way that's easiest for you. And that's one of the big benefits of working with someone like yourself. So you said to me before that 80% of cruisers, they usually use a travel agency to book a cruise, and a similar large percentage of vacationers who book tours, all-inclusive resorts, and many other types of vacations choose to use a travel expert instead of booking online, which I really have stopped trying to do because it's just a mecca of things that's out there, and a lot of people are not honest about what they're offering, unfortunately, which is why a lot of people get in trouble out there trying to book, vacations and especially booking senior trips, things like that. So take time, if you would, Jim, to explain to our listeners why those who book online might not get the savings, which is real important, that they are expecting.
Yes, the perception out there is that you can do better by doing it yourself than you can through a travel agent. And the fact is that, first of all, you won't save a penny typically if you do it yourself. You'll just do a lot of work, have a lot of frustration. It'll be a very time-consuming effort. You're not an expert in travel. You can use an expert. And the best news is that that expert doesn't charge you a penny to do that. The travel agents, at least the good ones, do not charge for our services. Travel agents are paid by the vendors, such as the cruise line, the hotel, the rental car companies, the tour companies, the resorts, etc. You know, if you book directly with those vendors, which you can do, you really won't get a lower price. They'll just keep the commission that they would pay to a travel agent. The travel agent is there to work for you. He doesn't charge you, or she doesn't charge you. The vendors pay the travel agent. So that's one misconception to clear up right away, that you won't get a better deal if you go to the vendor. We have access to any deal that any vendor is offering. And the biggest difference is we can compare from one to another. So if you go directly to, say, Carnival Cruise Lines, Carnival's not going to tell you that Royal Caribbean may have a better deal that same week, and vice versa. We don't have an interest in, we don't care which cruise line or which resort you stay at, which cruise line you sail with. We're out there looking for your best interest, and we'll come back to you with whoever has the best deal for the time that you want to travel, the number of people that are traveling, and so forth. And the reason for that is 80% of the cruise bookings do come from travel agents still today. And that's why the cruise lines have to make sure that we have access to the best deals that are out there. So in terms of the offers that are out there, we have access to anything you will find directly from the vendors, but we are an independent voice that can go out and look for the best deal for you. Next, it's a simple matter of knowledge. You know, there's a difference between information and knowledge, and what we bring to the table is our knowledge that comes from training, comes from experience, and comes from doing this for a number of years, where we have that knowledge and background that you don't have and is not provided on the Internet. The Internet will provide you with plenty of information. In fact, you'll be overloaded with information, but it won't sort that out in a meaningful way.
And that makes a lot of sense. And a lot of people, the first thing they say when you're going through a travel agent is, you know, why would you do that? You go straight to the cruise line, and then even at the cruise line, like you said, they don't understand that certain things will pop up on the screen to draw you into a particular deal, possibly, that is no longer available. Is no longer there. So as soon as they talk to an agent and they find out the cruise they're looking for is maybe $100 more or $200 more, because online it said so forth, it doesn't, what is said on the Internet, it was a promotion to draw you in. You don't even know how long that internet page has even been up. So
yeah,
you know, I hear that all the time. Why would you go to an agent? And I think because you got to get the best deal. And, Jim, one thing I know about you is when we've booked different vacations and different groups, I know that have booked with you, you find additional deals that the cruise line may not offer, such as benefits on the cruise, different information about the excursion, so forth.
Yes, we're associated with Avoya Travel, which is what's called a host agency. They are a very large organization. There's about 700 agents associated with Avoya across the country. So we book an enormous amount of travel with each and every vendor. One of the things we're able to do is to go out and grab what's called group space and be able to sell that space to anyone. So by doing that, we do that a year before any particular cruise sails. We get the best price. We can then offer offers such as a $50 or $100 onboard credit and other amenities like that. And very often we find that we offer a better price by far than the cruise line directly. Giving an example, just this week I had a client come to me and book a cruise, and I was able to save him about, in fact, exactly $426 over the best price that the cruise line could offer him because we had this group space available.
Wow. Wow. And you had it available through, like you said, through your company, through your affiliations, your partnerships, and that's something that they would not have been able to get if they booked online.
Exactly. It's only available. In that case, that rate was only available if you book through Avoya Travel, which is the company that we are associated with. We are an independent agency associated with Avoya Travel.
That's wonderful. So let me just ask really quickly, because some people are not really familiar, and even with me, I know that there's more information I'm looking at. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you may be listening to us by way of demand. The show will be back on about 10 minutes after we complete the broadcast. You can share this with your family, with your friends. It's a great time, ladies, to go out and tell your husbands, let's get out those credit cards. Let's go on and do what we have to do. Even I want to tell single parents, there's even something for you, grandparents, if you want to go do something. But anytime you're listening to the show, we're going to get Jim Roselle's information. He's visiting us today from JR Travel. We want you to contact him because he has some qualifications that you may be able to obtain a really nice Visa gift card for booking. And there's going to be requirements. It's going to be things going on. But anytime you're listening, you can give him a call. So, Jim, I want to ask you just briefly, tell us about the all-inclusive resort. A lot of people, like, I'm a cruiser. I love cruising. What is the difference with going with an all-inclusive resort, and what are some of the benefits, would say, especially for those who have families?
Well, there's really two very different experiences between a cruise. On a cruise, you're going to get a little bit of a flavor of several different destinations during your cruise. You're going to spend part of a day up to 3, 4, or even 5, depending on the length of the cruise, ports of call. Your experience is different with an all-inclusive in that you're going to stay at that resort anywhere from, you know, 3 nights to 7 nights, and you're going to learn much more about that particular locale. The other differences are in the accommodations. You will be in a very large room, particularly compared to a stateroom on a ship. So for families, you're going to have a lot more room, and you're going to have a lot of amenities available to you right at the hotel. Typically, it's going to be located on a beautiful beach. It's going to have multiple pools, and typically for a family, it's going to have a children's program where they will be able to take care of the kids and entertain the kids, and the kids will go off and have fun while you do your thing. So it's a different kind of experience, and it also includes all of your food and all of your beverages, even your adult beverages, are included for the entire time of your stay. So it's an interesting choice in comparison. Both are good experiences. They're just different experiences.
Right. And that sounds good. You know, I'm thinking about what you're saying and what we've been talking about, having families, having time to be together, learn how to take time, get away from the rat race. And, you know, cruise is what I love about it, is it seems like two very different vacations in one. During the day, you're either doing activities on the ship, you're out at one of the ports of call, then at night, it's the nightlife, something different. And, of course, the all-inclusive resorts, like you said, it offers beautiful beaches and everything is included. You're right there, and I'm sure you could take tours and so forth. But this sounds like a wonderful idea, especially for family reunions, because a lot of people put a lot of work into family reunions when they can actually maybe pre-plan and have your families go together, because you can do a group, am I correct, with an all-inclusive
Well, you vacation. Definitely Yes, you definitely mm-hmm. can. You can do a group. It can be a wedding group. It can include the wedding itself. It could be a family reunion. And we can help you, particularly where you have family members that may be coming from different destinations. So you have some people coming from Detroit, some people from Kansas City, some people from Atlanta, and we can help coordinate everybody and get that taken care of for you, and take all of the stress of the planning out of that for you. You don't have to deal with it. That's our job. And we're set up and we're organized to be able to do that for you.
Sounds good. Well, we're tuned in a conversation with Karen, of course, and I am just so excited to have my guest, Jim Rovell, and he is the CEO, president, and the expert at JR Travel, with years of experience offering us some wonderful opportunities and ways that we can get together, get away, and get with our family. We're going to ask Jim just a few more things after this commercial break, and I want to also encourage you to share this information with your friends and family. Get on board. Find out how you can qualify for a Visa gift card, and even find out other deals and different specials that may be available for you at the time of your booking. Anytime you're listening to this show, you can have an opportunity to do so. So we'll be back right after this.
Done. The Johnson family vacation is booked.
This is our ship. Does it still float? Next time we're calling the travel expert.
Don't make this mistake. Trust the professionals at JR Travel Advisors to plan your next vacation. The expertise and advice of JR Travel Advisors costs nothing. Plus, you gain access to exclusive pricing, amenities, and extras that can't be found anywhere else. JR Travel Advisors, 706-946-0800. Online at jrtrav.com.
And, of course, that's for Mr. Jim Rovell, and we want to welcome him as one of our official sponsors for Conversation with Karen. If you would like to have information on how your company can come in with a 10-second, 15-second, 30-second commercial, be sure to email me at CoachKarenZ@gmail.com. That's CoachKaren with a K, Z as in Donald, @gmail.com. So, Jim, I wanted to get some information. A lot of people often see it, and what I really love about your services is a person can book with you from anywhere in the world, because we do have worldwide listeners, and we also, so you can book from anywhere in the world within their country and also coming to the United States, and for those who want to venture out. So tell us a little bit about a tour, because I really would love to look at a tour coming up. I really have wanted to do something really, really nice, say, in Italy, including Italy. So what would be an example maybe of a nice tour?
Well, a tour of Italy, there's many, many choices, but let me give you some basic ones. You know, a basic 7-night tour would be where you fly into Rome. You spend about 2.5 to 3 days in Rome, get to go see the Colosseum and all of the sites, visit the Vatican and so forth. And then you hop on a very, very nice and fast train. They run on time. They're clean. It's a great way to travel. And you go up to Florence. And in Florence, again, you can stay right in the heart of the city. You will have a tour guide with you the entire time. And you stay in a very nice hotel in every city. And they will organize the tours and take you on the tours. You go see the Duomo and the various museums in Florence. And it's just a spectacular city right on the river. And from there, you would get back on the train and go up to Venice and spend the rest of your time in Venice, seeing the canals and all of the sights in Venice. It's, again, a remarkable city, very different because it's on the ocean. In fact, sometimes the ocean comes right into the city, particularly in the evening when the tide comes up. So it's a very, very unique experience. They don't have roads there. They have canals, and that's how you get around. You get around by boat for the most part in Venice, and then you would fly back from there. So all of those arrangements, and including meals and so forth, would be taken care of as part of the tour. You would have a tour guide with you all of the time, to explain things to you, to make sure that nothing goes wrong, and just be your, you know, be your buddy the entire time and make sure that everything goes well.
Well, you know what? I'm hooked, and I know that my listeners are, but you guys don't need to go on and email me at CoachKarenD@gmail.com. Let's do a tour. that sounds beautiful, and I know that it's doable. And we can give ourselves enough time. But, Jim, I've enjoyed having you on the show so much. Please give our listeners the ways that you would like for them to contact you, and so they can contact you and send their questions to you about what they would like to do for upcoming vacation.
Yeah, and there are three ways to get a hold of us. The first is a toll-free number, good anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, and that's 800-724-1870. If you happen to be in the North Georgia area, our number is 706-946-1870, or simply get a hold of us on the web. You will find us at www.jrtrav.com, and there is a section there where you can fill out a form. Ask us about any cruise or any tour that you might want to explore, and we will get in touch with you and get you that information. We have access to that 24 hours a day, almost. I do occasionally get some sleep, but that 800 phone number does follow me around. If I'm not at my desk, it also rings my cell phone, so I am accessible all of those ways.
Great, and that's www.jrtrav.com. Is that correct?
That's the one, yep.
Okay, you all want to take time today. You're listening to the show. We're live on August 17th, but any day you listen, contact Jim just with your idea, with your thought. Like he started off the show saying, it starts off with a dream, and dreams become real when you take time to apply them. Don't say no first. Try first. Contact Jim and go on and plan a family vacation. Thanks, Jim, so much for being on with us, and we're going to make sure we get this show out. I appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about what you have coming up real soon.
Okay, and are we going to do our special offer or two?
Yes, special offer. Call him today, email him today, and find out about a special offer on how you can qualify for a Visa gift card, and there's going to be different requirements, and Jim will go over all that with you when you contact him. So thank you again, Jim, and to all of our listeners, we want to thank you for being a part of our show, and for myself and Jim Rozelle, continue to have a wonderful day. Jim, give him a goodbye.
Yeah, bon voyage.
And see, that would be typical for Jim. So he's already teasing us to call him for a trip. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Conversation with Karen. Be sure to get with me again at CoachKarenD@gmail.com or on Facebook at Dr.Karen. Until next time, remember to make every moment matter. We love you. God bless.